Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trenda for Coolidge. I am Jack, that is Miles.
Yes.
And these are the things that are a trending. We're gonna save the Trenda for Coolidge for the last update. You know. That's called a tease, baby.
Yeah. Spoiler has nothing to do with what the thing sounds like. Throwing you a curveball this time.
Yeah. But before we get to that, we have urgent update in the world of chess.
Chess world is vibrating right now, yeah. I'd say, with excitement.
Yeah, and I have a very weird look on my face. Don't take anything from that. But
okay, wow.
All right, I'm going to move my knight there. No, not there, actually, here.
Yeah, I didn't take my hand off.
Didn't take my hand off. The cheating scandal.
Yeah, the cheating scandal where a lowly American up-and-comer defeated Magnus, the world's foremost chess prodigy guy, chess master. I guess he's not a prodigy anymore. People thought there might be some cheating. Magnus withdrew after losing that game from the tourney, then did another game with the same person and dropped immediately and withdrew from the match, from the tourney. And people were like, he seems to be indicating something. Seems like he's trying to say something here. And so there's been an investigation. There's been investigations into his opponent. And apparently he has been accused of cheating and has privately confessed to cheating across hundreds of games, matches. I don't know what you call chess.
Using chess match, right?
Yeah. Like basically the way they caught him was they can analyze overall play and strategy. And
is this new though? Because I felt like he did confess to using like a assisted program previously.
Twice. Right. He had admitted to doing it twice in his life when he was like 12 or something like that.
Right. When he was really young. And now again, so there's an additional confession now?
Yeah. So there was the chess.com, which is like an online place where the serious chess players go to, you know, learn. Oh,
chess.com is an online destination.
Have your games like, you know, put down on the permanent chess record. Mm-hmm. They were like, this dude is using all the same moves that a chess engine, like a chess computer would be using at this. It is basically like he didn't have any noticeable like pattern, and they could basically look at your moves and how your play develops and suspect that this is not how a human mind would work.
That boy a machine.
And so they, you know, accused him, and apparently he privately confessed, was banned from chess.com for a period of time, according to this Wall Street Journal report.
But what's new? Would have anything new?
Just that it's not too instances of him cheating when he was a child.
It's him doing it. Yeah, they're like, oh, it also happened this other time.
Hundreds of times.
Okay, a couple hundred other times. But right. Here's the deal, Jack. I will do it naked if that's what it takes.
So there is no update on whether he had something vibrating up his ass telling him how to make his next move. I think that's the thing we're all waiting for. And chess.com did not weigh in on that. They were like, we don't actually like have any expertise when it comes to over the table games. You know, we're just watching moves online and judging it that way. And everyone was like, thanks a lot. Nobody cares. Get to the vibrating ass communicator.
Yeah, just like, that's what all we need. Like, until you have a smoking, vibrating
anal bead. Yes.
I'm sorry, bro. He didn't, you know, y'all got to come harder than that.
Yes.
No pun intended.
So anyway, which it can help with, you know, vibrating anal.
Yeah. It is a male G-spot.
So we're just continuing to keep our eye on it. We are now a bizarre sport cheating scandal.
Yeah.
Podcast. And we're laser focused on you, chess world. Don't even try it on our watch.
But only for the most depraved reasons.
Ben Simmons is trending for the first time in 2 years, he's back. He's playing basketball against NBA opponents. He participated in a preseason game against his former team, the 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like Ben Simmons for better and worse.
Yeah.
You know, the highlight that got sent around was him missing a turnaround jumper wide right that
sold him though with that turn. Just
yeah.
The movement, I was like, okay, Ben. And I was like, oh, and then the shot was like clang city. Like, okay, Ben.
It was wide right. It was just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. Euchre
in Major League. It was hard to tell.
It felt like it hit that space between like the side of the backboard and the heel of the rim.
Yeah.
You know, where like the ball would get stuck as a kid.
Yeah. But otherwise, I mean, he was doing Ben Simmons things. He had like, you know, 9 points, you know, 4 assists. Like he was doing Ben Simmons things. He had a steal, and it got me excited. I am a fan of watching people who are unique basketball players do, you know, take their game to the next level. And he is a cool player.
Yeah, you want to root for him too. Like, I'm not a hater of Ben Simmons. I'm not like necessarily, I don't have his posters up or anything, but like as a person, I'm invested in his journey from trying to like, you know, get over his own shit and figuring out how to like wanting to play basketball again. And I want him to come out the other side and be able to, you know, get through that. So from that, I'm rooting for Ben. I'm rooting for him.
And I want the Nets to be good this year. The game, the league is more exciting when the Nets are good. And if they have like, you know, Ben Simmons just running free in the open court and, you know, hitting passes. Like the thing that's always been exciting about him is he is a beautiful passer. He throws amazing, beautiful passes from different angles than anybody else because he is 6'11" he is a 6'11" point guard who can do amazing things with the ball. So it's exciting to just have him back on the court.
He's beautiful. Got beautiful passes, beautiful ball distribution.
Some of the most beautiful passes.
Some of the most beautiful passes you've seen.
Try Guys is trending. It's been trending.
I think we know conceptually what the Try Guys is.
I saw a Try Guys video over a decade ago.
Yeah, I remember that. I totally remember that whole phenomenon. What I didn't realize is in the interim, so many people, like the Try Guys, became their like surrogate parents or some shit.
Right.
Where they truly, like, this whole scandal has, every day there's something else going on. On Monday, they posted this video where you thought they were like apologizing for selling like illicit arms to like a aggressor nation. Right. I'm just going to play the beginning. These three heavy, dudes, man, are so morose on this couch and just like hitting you with the like, hey, y'all, we know you heard.
Yeah. Ned Fulmer is no longer working with the Try Guys. By now,
that's one of the four.
You've seen the Reddit threads, mm-hmm, and TikToks and tweets and news articles. We want to give you a timeline of what's transpired and some transparency into our decision making. Throughout this video, there will be things that we want to say.
So they go on. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, y'all don't know us all this. But apparently the fans are so invested in like their lives, especially because like his wife and all that have been part of like this, you know, Try Guy YouTube addict universe, that they're like, yeah, man, this was going on and blah, blah, blah. Part of me, it's like, it felt equal parts like we are the most important people on earth right now. And the other half was, hey, sponsors, don't worry. This is the last of the fuckery is about right. What it feels like.
And they, yeah, their body language, like dropping their head to look at their hands when they're not talking, you know, just they were serving big, like, you know, it's hard times right now. And this is dark. We know you expect better from us. We expect better from ourselves type energy. The thing that happened was that one of the four was having an affair and apparently, you know, having a romantic relationship with somebody who worked for the Try Guys.
Yeah, right.
And so that's, and he was, you know, removed from the team and, you know, that is generally predatory behavior. And he was also, I think, maybe like the, he's our dad guy who everyone was like, we love his couple, like his
such a wife
marriage,
guy.
His marriage was like part of the whole deal. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, look, people are mad.
Yeah. I hope to be so important one day that I have to explain some shit that went down.
Wait, at least in your own mind, important enough in your own mind to get on like you were announcing the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, maybe there's some darker shit going on, but I don't know. I don't know. I clearly don't know enough about their importance to their fans where like I saw this. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So apparently since that one, you know, breakout viral BuzzFeed video, they have like become the Try Guys brand,
right,
and, you know, become a media entity unto themselves. Right.
Right. And I so get it people, that they're probably, they just saw the when last week we were talking about how Dude Perfect is like launching a fucking theme park.
Yeah.
And they're exactly, like, yo, bro, we just fucked Try Guy land up bad with that Ned shit.
Right.
So I can only imagine, look, everybody's on their hustle journey. You know, right, go off.
Yeah.
And now you'll be the Trey guys. Because now there's three of you.
The ultimate sin, fucking up the bag. Hey, look, we wish we were here sitting on this couch with tears in our eyes, announcing the Try Guys water park as we had planned to. and that these were tears of excitement. But unfortunately, you know, we have to be here. Talk about this guy who fucked up our bag.
That guy Eugene, he looked pissed.
Yeah, Eugene.
Like, he looked like the guy who was like, I was more talented than these fucking clowns. And then the brand was so strong, I said, fuck it. Okay, let's see where this goes. I should have gone solo, and now I'm fucking stuck here.
Right.
But anyway, I'm sure they're financially doing well, that they'll be able to weather this storm.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. Also, Quinta Brunson, also a BuzzFeed alum who hit it big. But I kept seeing that. Like, that was the first time I'd seen when people are talking about, you know, a new star, like, you know, great talent. And they're like, yeah, and she used to do memes for BuzzFeed. That was cool to see.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can't, when you're a fucking genius, you can't hold them down. They're too buoyant. They will go to the sky. They will go to the celestial heavens.
Be more like Quinta. Advice to the Try Guys and all of us, I think.
Yeah. Please have an Emmy-winning hit show. Please.
Just try, please. Try that. Why don't you try that?
Why don't you try being a generational fucking talent, you loser?
USB-C is trending because the EU just voted to force Apple to make USB-C the standardized port on their devices.
Yeah. No more lightning. They said, nah, fuck that. Like, we need to standardize shit. But this is something that's been talked about a long time because Apple's always like, well, we like to make people pay more for shit. So,
here's the thing.
Okay, fine. If we don't have lightning, what if we just do wireless charging?
Right. That seems to be the direction they're going.
We have to force people, when they have an awkward car ride, say, you got a phone charger, and then they pull out the wrong one. You'd be like, nah, man, you got one for an iPhone? And they're like, oh, shit, no. I just have this standardized one that's actually better than the fucking lightning cable. But, you know, it's wild when you see people, like, making these practical decisions. We're like, this is a waste, and you're making consumers buy more, spend more money on dumb shit because things aren't standardized. Let's stop that.
Right.
Meanwhile, we're like over here, I think we're like doubling down on lightning cables, probably.
This would mark a change. Like, we would have to change iPhones to all be on USB-C, right? Because all their iPhones are still lightning, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens in the next iteration of phone that's probably going to come out in 6 months with like a nominally better camera. And then we'll see the aftermath of that. But yeah, I'm just... The more I look at my phone from a few years ago, I'm like, it's still, you know what? It's still going strong. Still going strong.
And, you know, as super producer Brian pointed out, they are behind the curve when it comes to like quick charging. There other devices charge much more quickly. You still have to like plug your iPhone in overnight to
right. Full charge. And I think that's a big thing that a lot of people were being critical of the newest iPhone, where a lot of people are like, are y'all going to catch up to Android with like the super quick charging now? Like actually change the hardware for that? And it seemed like the answer was fuck no.
Yeah.
Hasn't slowed us down one bit.
As long as those bubbles are still green, what are you going to do? Change to Android?
Yeah, no, I honestly feel like that's that's all they need. They're like, we don't give a fuck, bro. We will still shame motherfuckers with our phone.
Right.
For the shit going green.
Elon Musk is trending. A couple stories that I don't really care about, but that seem to be trending. Elon Musk is now interested in buying Twitter again, maybe, as the trial for the fuckery that he engaged in when he was talking about buying Twitter. That trial's coming up. And so now he's like, what if we got married again?
Right.
What's up with that? And Twitter is, or at least, you know, the stock price surged on the revelation that he might be interested in buying them again, which again just feels pathetic for Twitter.
I don't know.
Leaving everything up to the market is not the best idea. I don't know. What do I know?
I mean, yeah, who knows? If he's owning it next week, maybe we know Trump will be back and I can finally exhale.
Right?
Yeah.
And then another story that people are breathlessly talking about is that Tom Brady and Giselle have hired a divorce attorneys. That's where that conversation is at.
Wow. I hope all's well in Tampa Bay.
Yeah. And then
what do you say to that? I hope they continue with their lives.
First the Try Guy marriage and now this marriage, you know.
Like now the fucking goat? Bro. I saw some oh my god. So it's Christian Magucci may have retweeted some shit where there was like a thread where they're like someone was underneath like a story about the divorce. It was like, how could he do that? Like, you know, his career, like he should be with Giselle, and somebody replied, like, Giselle gave him one ring. Football gave him seven and counting. It's like, okay.
And that's it. We're all about.
And that's it. And that's all he is.
We're all just collecting rings, as many rings as we can, like Sonic, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the goal. And then the Shotgun Wedding trailer dropped. Trendifer Coolidge.
Trendifer Lopez.
Trend Low.
Yeah.
Yeah. J Lo.
It looks, I mean, I like Jennifer Coolidge. So, and J Lo, you know, typically I'll catch someone. I saw, what is it? Marry Me? Was that the name of it with Owen Wilson? The
Owen Wilson one.
Marry Me, Marry
I didn't see
me
that, but yes. It crossed my
shit.
Mind.
I saw that shit when it dropped. Mm. But yeah, I
and you said cool. It's your favorite movie, right?
My favorite movie, yep. After Under Siege.
Under Siege. Seagal. Sorry, I cut you off before you said two Dark
Under
Territory.
Siege 2. Yeah, Dark Territory. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Even culturally, more culturally sensitive one.
This looks fun. It's set up like a wedding rom-com that then devolves into an action movie. Hijinks ensue. Jennifer Coolidge is shooting a machine gun at some point.
Yeah, she got the MP5 clapping that on who knows what. But great. I mean, we're used to seeing funny Jennifer Coolidge, and now I want to see her in her Rambo back. Yeah. You know, I think that's what we're getting here. So
it's time.
Such range, man. Fucking Jennifer Coolidge. Just wow us with your next performance, please.
Please. Josh Duhamel has been brought in to replace Armie Hammer. Yeah, looking very Josh Duhamel in this trailer.
Okay, JD.
I haven't seen much from him since he was the QAnon boyfriend in that Hallmark movie that we reviewed. That was like the number one trending movie during the pandemic at one point, I think, heading into Christmas, where it was about a city girl You're never going to believe this, that this was a Hallmark movie. City Girl leaves the city, goes to a farm, uh-huh. and falls for a rural guy who's tough and a farmer. And at one point, he's like, you got to save gasoline, because he's like basically reveals he's a prepper. And it just becomes clear, like, oh, yeah, if this weren't a written movie, if this were actual real life, this person is QAnon, like, through and through.
Dude, you know what him and Fergie's son's name is? And it's very relevant to you, Jack.
Oh, what is it?
It's Axel Jack. Like Axel Jack? AXL Jack. Axel
like Jack, Jack
DeMel. Axel Jack DeMel.
I mean, that rules.
All right.
I'm here for it. I wish that was my name. And that's all I have to say about that.
All right. Shout out to the 9-year-old God.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.